chat. Keep it alive through these lines I write. I keep it live cause I thrive on mic. Just blow your mind tonight. I'm so hyped, but it's no hype. From this height, it's direct hits on sight. I'm your type, lend me your ears to show you that there's something in me. I'm not giving up, I'm standing right here, holding these days hostage, and I'll make this my year. We turning fear into love, and the love's in the air. I love doing this cause nothing compares, nothing can share that same type of feeling when you feeling them flares. They can't catch it, it's havoc. I rip to a tear, switch the scenario, my stereos, I leave them impaired. Variables start to change, and they're all in my range. I just gotta grab it, it's all mathematics. Every step is drastic, I make it fantastic. I'm trying to take your breath away, asthmatic.
This is live through the stereo. Go and let it blow, blow through the stereo. I'ma let them know, no through the stereo. Yo, here we go, go through the stereo, stereo. This is live through the stereo. Go and let it blow, blow through the stereo. I'ma let them know, no through the stereo. Yo, here we go, go through the stereo, stereo.
Yeah, just nod your head with it. So explicit and vivid. Every image is intricate, intimate. I put my all into it. No scrimmage and no rules. I'm a pro tool. Hear my heartbeat beating to the vocals. I'm so loco, lost my mind. Oh no, it's ponderoso, dope. So no overdose, cause it's dope. Yo, man, this is house grown. Mixed with some milestones. So I let the sound flow down like the Dow Jones. Bringing it with some foul tones. Letting the crowd know. We getting loud, so it's eardrum rudiments. Yeah, we bring it rude again. Move, little hooligan. Music for tuning in. Full time to the 10. I'm on my clock like I told you. I'm doing this for dreams.
Hey, you guys. Good evening. Happy Friday. It is March 14th, 2014. Time's still flying by. As quickly as it can. It seems we blink and another week has passed. Tonight, I'd like to send a special message to my typical guest, Simone. I know she's recovering and needs some good rest and love and attention. So I hope you feel better, friend, and we're missing you this evening, but expect her to be back soon. So send her some good love. Instead, this evening, we will be joined by DB. Pronounce the last part of your name, buddy. I always mess it up. Shwaji. I'm going to call him now, so bear with me. Let's see here. Come on. Let's see. Bear with me, guys. I swear I'm technical. Here we go.
Oh, why, hello.
Oh, yay. Success.
Yes, it's going to be interesting. We're going to see if we have a weird echo going here.
We're both on our own machines in the tiny room together.
It is, so you can already hear it.
Should we use one mic?
No, it's not. It's going to be bad that way. We're just going to have to be quiet. And it's, I don't know. People have to bear with it. It's going to be like double vision. It's going to be like 3D, like shitty 3D at a $19 movie ticket.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to give you a headache, but you're going to like it.
Exactly.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So it's your show. So all I'm here for is your entertainment, really.
Oh, okay. Well, this evening I wanted to talk to you guys about methods of relaxation. Every week we talk about something health-related. I like to bring your attention inward always. Remind you guys that your body gives you signals for a reason, and just remind you to pay attention to them. I've been on a discovery of meditation. Since about 06, 07. And it's, you know, it's changed over time. I've definitely learned how to calm my mind in an effective way without a tremendous amount of effort. Just bringing my attention to my breathing alone helps me. So I like to share that with you guys. And there's some techniques that I've come across. My goal in my life lately has been to organize all my thoughts. You know, I've realized recently through my continued process of simplifying, you know, as I go through things and figure out what's important, not only physically, but, you know, emotionally, all the other levels of a person, I realize that what's most important to me are my books and all these notes and papers and things I've documented over the years and things I've, oh, you know, that's important. I'm going to save that. That's what matters. And I've compiled some articles for you guys. It's, you know, I've almost got too much stuff here. So I'm going to try and share as much of it with you as I can. So one technique for deep breathing is called the belly button technique. So this is one of the easiest and most effective techniques to use. It guarantees that you don't hyperventilate, so it's definitely soothing. And you can use it anytime and anywhere. You know, people are always on the go, so that would be helpful. So I want you to get into like a comfortable place, you know, however you are comfortable. You want to rest your hands on your abdomen, like around your belly button. And you want to breathe so you can see your hand move out when you breathe in. And you will see your hands return where it started when you exhale. That's really weird, dude. I can hear myself in the background.
Well, unless I turn the mic on and actually contribute, it won't double it up with anybody listening, so I can just turn the mic off. It's just weird for you, but they can't hear anything.
Okay. Gosh, guys, I'm sorry. Yeah, I met someone today who was like, I like your show. And I was like, whoa, weird. Okay. Thank you. She's like, you look different than I imagined. She's like, you sound different in person, too. I know what she means. And that's what I sound like. Huh. Anyways, back to the breathing. So you want to see your hand return to where it started when you exhale to be most effective. That's all there is to it. I suggest you try it. This is something to bring your attention to while meditating, and you'll hear me mention that when we get to that part of the show later. So what's the difference between chest breathing and diaphragm breathing? In chest breathing, you increase the size of your chest cavity by pulling up. Most of the air stays at the top of your lungs. This is not an efficient way to breathe, because you have to breathe more frequently. In diaphragm breathing, which is what we just learned, all the air comes down deeper and it's easier for the oxygen to be picked up by blood vessels. And that's important. Your breathing naturally slows down because you don't have to breathe as often to maintain proper levels of oxygen. So if you want to know what it feels like to breathe from your diaphragm, lie down on a hard surface and put one hand on your chest and the other on your abdomen. When you breathe in, the hand on your abdomen should move out and the hand on your chest should stay still. Go Aztecs.
It's been a long time since we've had a good college anything team, right? So people get excited when there's any kind of winning here. We're not really a big sports town.
Usually it's like airplanes going over the middle of my show. Screaming ladies is new. I like it. It's like I have a fan in the back. It's like a live audience. So guys, implement this easy deep breathing technique whenever you feel like, oh, I need to calm down. You know, I was sharing with a really busy individual the other day. You know, she's a mom. She does a million things. She has a job. She, like most of us, you know, catered to children, driving them around, or are committed to going to work. doesn't take a whole lot of time. And this is a good way to focus your attention and be effective at breathing simultaneously. So try that out. Another good thing you can try is called progressive muscle relaxation. And I like to do these things. You know, I'm super busy. I call myself the lady with all the hats because I have so many roles / interests / things I pursue and work on. And for me, a good way to relax and kind of center myself is to just find a quiet place whenever I can and do these things. One effective addition to the deep breathing is something called progressive muscle relaxation. So when learning progressive muscle relaxation, you need to experience the difference. Feeling of being relaxed. So you have a contrast, and you get to realize which one is more comfortable. So it's really effective. So you've been tense for so long that you've forgotten a difference, right? And after you've repeatedly practiced this technique, you won't need to tense and relax your muscles. You'll be able to begin just by focusing on the muscle groups you want to relax. And we've talked about this before in the show, where you actively focus your attention on one area and, you know, apply some deep breathing and, like, actively put your intent towards letting whatever's in there go. And I've had some profound experiences, you know, not only personally, but in professionally while working with people closely and helping them relieve muscle tension. I often get these knots in my shoulders. And good old Priscilla, my lovely friend, will, you know, assist me. And she'll put her hands on me and she'll be like, give it a name. And as soon as I'm like, hey, Bob or whatever, go away. You know, it's profound. The muscle will just kind of go, dink, and it'll release. So, you know, the power of your mind can't be comprehended at times, but you got to apply it. Check it out. So, we're going to break down the different muscle groups, beginning with your head and gradually progressing to your feet. So you want to close your eyes tightly when you do this. You hold them shut to the count of 10. And then relax. And then you want to notice the difference. So next you hold your mouth in a frown to the count of 10. Then you allow your face to return to normal and you notice the difference. Then you follow the same pattern, holding to the count of 10, starting with your shoulders and your ears, like holding your shoulders up to your ears. And then pushing your back against a chair as tight as you can and holding. And then push your arms into your sides and hold. And you want to press your knees together and hold. And, you know, you do all these for 10 seconds. You want to point your toes towards the ceiling and keep your heels on the ground and hold. And you may even choose to increase the number of muscle groups depending on where you want to focus and release tension in your body. So you can start at one end and work your way to the other. You can change the time if you want. You know, it's just you want to have a contrast. So you can practice retraining your body. I had a really interesting experience today, and I'm still feeling it. I got adjusted by a different chiropractor, and he practiced something called muscle testing. Let me look up a proper definition for you so I don't mislead you, because I'm not 100% sure here. Like, I understand how it works personally, but I want to give you proper terms here. Bear with me. But anyways, he applied kinesiology, basically, where you use to identify certain dysfunction in the body. It was initiated in 1964 by George Goodhart Jr. He was a chiropractor. and has become quite elaborate. The basic notion is that every organ dysfunction is accompanied by a specific muscle weakness. So we know that every vertebrae releases a nerve and that nerve travels to a specific part of the body. So it makes sense, right? If something's impinged, that that part of the body is not going to be working properly. And
there we go, right?
Yep. Sorry about that, guys. So I was talking about how I had this awesome...
I totally fell asleep, by the way, to your voice. Thanks.
I haven't even... you distracted me here. So I had this awesome adjustment today with applied kinesiology. So the notion is that every organ... accompanied by specific muscle weakness, and you apply this muscle test, and your body basically says, "I need help here." You know, most practitioners nutritionists and other people use it. Interesting, because you ever experienced that, Dave?
Definitely, or especially deep tissue after.
To release certain things, it's like healing.
Special.
You know, there's a little colonics / healing center, what do you call it, retreat. They have cleanses and meditation courses right there in Lemon Grove. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, so that's interesting. But anyways, totally detoxing. I would check out applied kinesiology just to further solidify the awesomeness that is your body's power. Always amazes me, dude. I'm never dumbfounded.
What they're doing for cancer patients that are not responsive to chemo, and they keep having like cancer go into remission, then come back with a vengeance because, you know, you break down your so much that it kills everything, but it never gets to the cause of the cancer, which is the environment, right?
Well, everybody has cancer or the potential for cancer in them. It's just a cell mutation. I think what we feed ourselves, you know, not only like you know, decides whether or not, you know, if we're hindering something, hindering disease, or if we're preventing it.
Yeah, I mean, I would say the American, the way we eat and we live is it's Cancer City, and then all the toxins around us, the EMFs, what you have in your phone now. If anybody's heard of Pocket Block It, it's in fields all day for years. And yeah, we don't have it to our heads, so we're not going to get brain cancer, but there's a bunch of guys. left or right hip cancer in their 40s and 50s now because they've had the cell phone in their pocket.
Yeah, that's another thing. You don't want to sleep with it under your pillow. How many people do you know keep that thing like right near? Put it on speaker as much as possible. So if you call me, you're on speaker usually. Just so you know. No,
right.
Just
is
kidding.
That? Getting hit with those fields, and it's to the point now where, like, when you're going into your bedroom, you almost want to make a Faraday cage around yourself so you're not
Do you ever think about how many invisible are hitting you all the time? I do, you know, as an energetic being. When you study those water studies, have you ever seen those? What's his name? Dr. Morimoto or Harimoto. And he demonstrates that, you know, water has a change composed of. So I think about blah, 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 whatever, you know, just bombardment constantly. Your body has to deal with so much. Why not make it easier? Which is why we're learning some relaxation techniques this evening. So you're going to apply some deep breathing, the belly button technique. You've got some progressive muscle relaxation. I'll read to you now an article that correlates breathing exercise to the reduce of stress. And, you know, stress is very negative on the body. It has a profound effect. I've not really experienced it personally. I'm sure we all have, but I see it daily. You know, I see all kinds of different people, and the way in which people progress and get better is directly affected by their attitude and their desire to be better. There are some people that we know that we can just never help, and it's sad because they want to be sick. Right? It's like, oh, it's frustrating, but you can only lead someone, right? You can't, like, to do anything. So, exercise reduces stress by Diane Evans. This is a really old article. She says that, I've mentioned that I find slow, deep breathing helpful in trying to relax at the rolling your eyes by now. However, breathing exercises are hardly outside the mainstream of medicine. They are used in combination We'll get into that later. Rest through breathing. Here are some views from experts. First, a perspective from Jonathan C. Smith, the founder and director of the Roosevelt University Stress Institute in Chicago. Visualizing yourself in slow breathing is a homegrown form of guided imagery. There are exercises developed over 5,000 years, he said. I don't know what he means by that. In our research, we find that breathing exercises seem to evoke feelings of energy and physical relaxation. The big mistake people make is in thinking about if it works for me, it'll work for you. Here's an added dimension from Joanne Herman of the College of Nursing at the University of South Carolina in Columbia. She teaches relaxation, stress management, and breathing techniques to cardiac rehabilitation patients. Breathing and diaphragm breathing. It is obvious once pointed out, in chest breathing, you increase the size of your chest cavity by pulling up, right? We talked about that earlier. Most of the air, Herman explained, then stays at the top of your lungs. This is not an efficient way to breathe because you have to breathe more frequently, right? So you're not relaxed. The diaphragm is the muscle that separates the chest cavity from the abdomen. If you, oh wow, they say the same information. Your breathing naturally slows down when you breathe this way. And you don't have to breathe as often to maintain proper oxygen levels. And there's a great deal of research that clearly documents that diaphragm breathing helps initiate the relaxation response. If you want more information from these people, you can check out the at roosevelt.edu for more research. So, that deep breathing can help us relax. I want to share some other little things you can do to be on a path to good health. Emotional health is a big part of our happiness, right? Some ways you can boost your mental outlook just by changing your thoughts. So you want to concentrate on the things that make you happy. I have a vision for creating a community-sustained agriculture and establishing a bartering system and building a community via food and creating a wellness center and inventing all kinds of cool things and being a super grandma who knits awesome things in no time.
That's a lot. That's like a path all set out.
It's just like bullet points.
There's, you know.
Just, you know, that's just a little chunk of things. But I'm just saying, you got to focus on what keeps you happy. I don't.
Right.
So many, you know. It's easy, though. It's easy to be like, oh. Already happened, right? So on the same note, you want to focus on positive things. Start each day with optimism and like establish the tone when you first wake up. Like I like to say affirmations like, today's going to be great regardless. I am a super ninja / warrior. Whatever. Whatever you need to tell yourself to get the day going. Fake smile. Just creep one on your face. Even if you have to, like, really try, it really does make a difference. You want to change your inner dialogue. You want to change the things you say to yourself. And we'll go into cognitive restructuring a little bit, ways to actually rebuild your thinking. It has a tremendous and profound effect when applied properly. That's one of the things that, one of the techniques and skills that I learned that was, like, most transformational for me. Do you know anything about that, Dave? Cognitive restructuring?
Yeah. It's just manifestation through
so you give yourself compliments. That's part of changing your inner dialogue. You want to think nice, lovely things about yourself. I'm never going to win, or I'm not good enough for that job. You're probably right. You gotta tell yourself awesome things like, I'm cool. You know, these pants make my butt look. Whatever. You want to use positive words in your thoughts. Goes back to changing inner dialogue. I mentioned earlier not to. I used to get so mad and so enraged when I was younger. And thinking back, I'm like, whoa. Like, smile at people or wave to them. Thumbs up, smile. And then, like, outrageous. But nothing negative, you know, something funny and unexpected just to change the energy I'm putting out there. I always expect good things to happen because I feel like you attract what you fear, and you want to think of happy things, not things that, you know, torment you. What's fun in that? It already happened. Like, what did it teach you? That's what I try and focus on. Like, what did you learn?
Right. And like one of the biggest life lessons that I've learned from people that are well in advance of my age is that, you know, one of the biggest things with life is squashing the fear of the unknown and the fear of things, because the more you experience, the more you realize that yeah, it's big, bad, and scary out there and all that, but then you always have people to help you out if you're like a good person yourself and you don't have that much to really worry about, and just go along for the ride.
Exactly. And that's a great segue into something else I want to share with people. It's like, you know, don't be afraid to ask for help. Independent, and I, you know, only rely on a few people for things. And even then, I have a hard time being like, hey, can you help me with this? Something I realized hard to be like, hey, way you're going to grow. You've awesome positive feedback. So I encourage you to do the same. And be friendly, not only to you, but to other people. It's part of receiving what you give. Diet's an important aspect. We talk about this a lot. I have a hard time living in a packed full of chemically designed awesomeness. You know, it's like the perfect combination of things. A good effort towards balancing the flora in my gut. Like, I have to like actively pursue crazy. So instead of going for like I do a lot of yogurt with honey, things that have like natural sugars. Corn syrup is a tricky thing, man. They put it in everything. It's a filler, and they use a bunch of different words for sugar. So know the synonyms for sugar. You want to actively remember your last meal. How often do you eat something, Dave, when you find yourself in the kitchen? You're like, what am I doing? I just had food. So
definitely quite a bit, but
yeah.
I try to eat not bad foods.
I hear you. And this is really important. You want to give your food your attention while you're eating it. Like if you focus on eating it, I feel like it's more fulfilling. Like I hate when the TV is on when I'm eating, or, you know, some sort of distraction. I like to give my food proper attention. And you want to understand your hunger. Sometimes we're thirsty and we mistake it for being hungry. So drink some water first. I tell this to my little guy a lot. He's like, oh, I'm hungry. I'm like, dude, you literally just ate. Have some water. You want to reward yourself mentally. This goes back to the emotional health, but it's also part of having a healthy diet. So on to being more fit. It's often hard to get motivated in exercise, but you have to start thinking about it, right? You can't physically do something if you don't ponder it initially. You want to start thinking about an exercise program, something that's practical for you and something that would fit your lifestyle and your health level. Some of you may need to get an evaluation to see if it's suitable. You know, you got to ponder what's best. You want to get into the right frame of mind. So you want to think of yourself as a healthy person. You want to make it fun for you. And you want to envision the negative effects of your bad habits so that you can change them. I've been doing a lot of that lately, like figuring out what is it that's not the most awesome for me and how do I change it? You got to celebrate small victories. And you got to think of your body differently. I remember when I lost like 50 pounds, I still felt physically like a big person. Like my body didn't understand that it was smaller. Like I would create unnecessary space between myself and objects because I thought I was bigger. Sometimes that happens because I didn't believe it, you know. And when I was like, oh, this is who I am, things kind of changed. Back to some personal development things here. You want to help yourself meet your own goals. and be happier and healthier overall with these mental tricks. So you want to visualize yourself meeting goals. You want to downplay cynicism and envy. And you want to remind yourself of the things you've accomplished. Visualize the future. Think about where you're going and what means the most to you. And make your goals realistic so that you can achieve them. And it says, fake it until you make it. So it's part of an affirmation, right? You want to kind of visualize it so intensely that you can't do anything but obtain it. That's kind of how I'm, the path I'm on with my vision. I went to go get a business license the other day, even though I'm not quite ready. Because I feel like it would motivate me to get it done. You know what I mean, Dave? I like lit a little fire under myself.
Yeah, so. Well, it's like, it's always the future. Like me and Nick like to say, like making your own business and wherever you can do it.
Yeah, you know, learning a trade, I think, is something that's should be highly desired. Something that you can travel with, or you know, do on a mass, or you know, apply to any economy or culture or neighborhood. Because things are going to change. What's going on in the world, Dave, in regards to other stuffs?
Oh, I don't know. There's a bunch of stuff that's just continually going on, but these are the days when they're usually the positive things. So one thing that I usually find like kind of staggering is why people that live in big states like our own, like California, don't ever heed the call to at least look into breaking off into their own like country, like quite literally, and breaking out of the union. Because I see this call by venture capitalists who want to divide California into six states so that they can control it and govern it easier. Okay. They say it's ungovernable because we're so huge. And doing some easy research, I found out California's got the eighth largest economy in the world by itself.
Hmm.
It pays about $300 billion of taxes a year to the federal government. And in return, it only gets back about $235, leaving us $65 billion short per year. And then the last year, we had a $28 billion deficit, which would have actually ended up being a $38 or $37 billion surplus. And that would have meant that if we were not part of the U.S., every California citizen would have got $8,000.
Wow. That's crazy.
Now, I don't know about you, but I mean, I think with $8,000 of economic stimulus, even if we cut that in half, let's say we kept $14 billion for our own military.
Okay.
With $4,000 a person, stimulate the economy enough that we'd be able to get enough tax base for roads and schools and all that other stuff, I think we'd be more than okay.
I think it'd be cool if we were all given money to start our own garden within our home. Wow. Like Dave and I were talking today about a law that has recently been established. I don't know if you guys heard about it. I recently just heard about it. It's called, let's see here, let me find the proper terminology for you. Basically, it was implemented last year, and it allows people who live in a home to create a product. Let's see, California Cottage Food Law. It went into effect January of 2013, and its implementation is designed to help assign the state agency providing food process training and approved cottage foods to the economy. So what is it? It's an enterprise in a private home in which the cottage food operator resides. It allows certain low-risk food products to be prepared and or packaged for public consumption and sale. So this got me really interested. If I'm able to operate a business from my home, could I not grow food and prepare it, or not even prepare it, but you know, create it and distribute it to restaurants and my neighbors and you know, be able to make some sort of gain from it? You know, would it be safe? Would it be legal? So I go down to my local office, the county of San Diego, and I'm there for like 2 hours debating with this woman, because she says it's kind of in a gray area. I guess they've never had anybody approach them with the idea of growing food locally and using it within their business. She said that she's not sure how to establish that. But my point is that regardless if something's conventional, you know, she called me an extremist at one point. But regardless, you know, I stood my ground and I presented to her, you know, with passion, my intention. And, you know, we talked about our ancestors and how we've become so disconnected as a society. You know, we're so removed from our food. We're so removed from all the things that I think, you know, bring out the animal in us. And that's an important part of us. You know, I often say we're not just a bag of bones or a bag of tissue, you know, with some bone structure. There's a lot more going on. So it turned into this kind of odd interaction, you know, with her not receiving me, to her praising me and wanting to approve my application. So I've got a temporary approval, and I've just got to kind of gather with all the other people in my neighborhood who've been on board with the idea of growing food. And I'm going to try and, you know, establish legally a little community of food. And I would like to support schools. I'd like to support the homeless. I'd like to support local businesses. I'd like to be able to make like awesome sauces and spice mixtures or like food concentrates and natural herb tinctures and remedies and be able to distribute them to people. So who knows what it could turn into if we could all have this type of garden and service. You know, every day, all day, we've got to make some decision of what we fuel ourselves with, right? So why not create a network of people who are organized in a group and working towards the same goal. That's what an economy is, right? We can create a food economy, but we can't do that unless we're in a good state of mind. So we want to talk about cognitive restructuring, ways to rebuild your thinking. So one thing that gets in the way of being functional is anxiety. I used to have a tremendous problem with this until I learned to be more aware. So I'm always trying to share that with you guys because it's been so effective. So just one example of an anxious thought is, if I go to school today, something bad is going to happen to my mom or someone in my family. So using this example, let's examine the evidence. How many times when I have gone to school has something happened bad? You know, how often has this actually occurred? And how many times when I've gone to school has nothing bad happened to a family member? So we're comparing the two, the situations, right? So let's change the way we think about this by making it a more accurate thought. Like, although I may feel like something bad is going to happen to someone in my family, this is most likely a regular day when everyone is safe and my day just goes along normally. So the accurate thought is, this is a regular day when everyone is safe and my day goes normally. So whenever you catch yourself worrying about something, you can remind yourself about another way to think about the same thought instead, right? Cognitive restructuring. It's a way to rebuild your thinking. I found it super effective, as I mentioned earlier. I know a lot of people right now are in a transitional period in their life, and they're trying to make a change towards a new goal or a new business, a new venture. And I have some notes for you guys here on ways to establish an effective business plan. Sorry, I'm a traveling show today, so I've kind of got all my stuff jammed into a pile. Excuse me. Okay, so you want to figure out the feasibility of your idea, right? Say you've chosen a specific thing to pursue. There's a quite a high failure rate for new businesses, so I suggest that you apply a lot of thought and research to ensure that you're successful. So you would want to take some notes in each of these sections and kind of develop a whole plan. You'd want to briefly describe the business and, you know, decide what is the type of business you want to enter. You want to list the products and services that you'd like to sell and be very specific. You know, think of all the different avenues and describe who will use these products and services within your area and your neighborhood, and why would someone want to buy these products or services, and what kind of location do you need in terms of type of neighborhood? You know, where do you envision this type of business doing well? And you want to list your product, services, and your suppliers. Where are you going to obtain the things that you need? You know, be practical. Do you want to outsource things? Probably not. You know, you want to consider that if you get things locally, the cost would be less. And you want to be aware of your competitors, people who sell similar products or offer same services as you. You know, you want to know your competition and so you can effectively differentiate. And you want to be aware of the companies that complement your business. What's a company that has a product that can benefit your product or go along with or be used with? You know, who are some people you can network with and have combined offers? And does your business or product or service serve a presently unserved need? And you want to explain this to yourself in detail as well. And are there local businesses that can be recruited as partners or guest speakers in various areas, or help advise you? You know, that's part of what I mentioned earlier, networking and reaching out. And is the product or service appropriate for the community? Can you involve any local schools? I talked about that earlier too with my gardening idea, how it can apply to the masses, because we all need to eat. And what percentage of people do you think will be looking to purchase your product or service each month? And be practical. You want to think of markup costs for products or services. What's the average in your type of business? You want to be aware of the expenses that you may incur. And you want to be aware of payroll if that's something you can expect, you know, employees. Do you need to send out products? What are the possible companies you can use? And is there any shipping involved? Do you need to charge sales tax? There's so many things to consider. So it's all about organizing, right? In balance, being aware of your thinking pattern and how you are allowing the outside world to affect you. You know, I often mention that if you change your perspective, you can alter your world, and I really believe that, guys. You don't have to live in a stressful world despite all the things that are going on. You can have a peaceful, calm environment inside. even if you're short on time, I remind you to just take time to try to apply a little attention to something as simple as the way you're breathing. You know, earlier we learned about diaphragm breathing and how deep breathing is very effective. So just applying a little of attention to something as simple as that can, you know, change a moment into a good one. And, you know, don't inhibit yourself. Be aware of what you're feeling and accept it. And I encourage you guys to be empowered and be aware of the amazing innate abilities that your body possesses. Every week we try and cover a new topic, or I review some topic, something that I think is important or crucial. I want to kind of have it solidified into your brain. Eventually you'll be like, I know. That's okay. That's okay. I want to help educate the mass towards optimal health. You know, I think everybody deserves to be their best. You know, people continually amaze me. The human body, you know, we don't even understand it all the way. And it's profound. You know, I think that we can reach optimal health with a combination of things, you know, through natural remedies and innate practices. I think that there are many facets to the body. You know, tonight we talked about applied kinesiology and deep breathing and body awareness and cognitive restructuring. We talked a little bit about thinking about the future, and if you're in a transition, how do you establish a business? And, you know, there are many facets and to all of our life spheres, and it's hard to balance everything. But by keeping an open mind, I find that I'm most effective. So it helps me to remind you guys. reminding you is a reminder to me, because I feel like I can't share something I don't have. So I thank you for kind of being that part of my life.
Well, I'm thoroughly relaxed.
Right? I'm ready for bed.
I mean, that almost put me into like an alpha wave.
I didn't even go into the meditation, man.
Oh, well, then we got 7 more minutes.
Shall we
let's end it with it.
Let's end with a,
I'm going to zone out.
Little guided meditation action. You guys ready? So, imagine that you are at the top of a stairway, and at the bottom of the stairway is a state of peace, calm, and relaxation. Notice how you are feeling right now at the top of the stairway. And I want you to begin to descend the stairway, going down towards relaxation, down and down to a state of calm and relaxation. Picture yourself going slowly down the stairway, one step at a time. It is a comfortable, safe descent to a place of relaxation. Move down step by step at your own pace, becoming more and more relaxed with each step. You might even become a bit sleepy as you get closer and closer to relaxation. That's okay. Allow your mind to drift and your body to relax, feeling heavy and comfortable. As you move down the stairway, descending each step, almost to the bottom now, when you reach the bottom, you will be pleasantly relaxed. Now that you are experiencing a feeling of relaxation, create a mental picture in your mind of these relaxing visual images. Imagine looking at an entire field of flowers from a great distance. See the flowers growing all the way to the horizon, as far as you can see. Focus in closer and closer until you are able to focus on several blossoms at an arm's length. Now imagine that you are looking at one beautiful flower. See the color of the flower in your mind. See the petals, the leaves, the stem. Imagine looking at the flower from very close up. See the minute details of the flower, including any texture in the petals, drops of water, or grains of pollen. Create a new visual image in your mind now. Imagine that you are looking at a piece of crystal. As the sun shines on the crystal, a rainbow of color appears. The crystal itself is transparent, but it becomes bathed in a variety of colors. As the light is transformed on its surface and within the crystal, see the colors shining, moving, changing. And the crystal and the light shining upon them and reflects off of them. Are the surfaces smooth or rough, rounded or sharp? Imagine this beautiful piece of crystal. Picture turning and moving the crystal to see the light play upon it and radiate from it. Can you see through it? What does it look like? Imagine looking at the colors, the textures, and the shape of the crystal. And let's move on now to one other sense. Hearing. Can you imagine the sound of waves? Hear in your mind the sound of waves washing to shore. What about the sounds of a park on a sunny day? You might hear birds singing, children playing, people talking, dogs barking, or splashing. Now imagine a different sound, the sound of rain on a roof. Imagine the sound of rain as each drop lands. You may hear the sound of a gentle rain, a few scattered drops, or you may hear a harder rain, the constant tap, tap, tap of many drops landing all together. Hear the sounds of the rain. Now let's imagine a sense of smell. Can you imagine the scent of baking cookies? Imagine the smell of baking bread or the smell of a pine forest. When you smell the trees, the soil, the outdoors, and now imagine the smell of a rose. Can you smell it clearly as if there's a rose right in front of you? Now move on to imagine a sense of taste. Imagine placing a slice of lemon against your tongue. Imagine the sour taste of lemon where you were to bite into the slice. Now imagine the taste of something sweet, a candy, a cookie. So think of something that you like to taste. Now let's imagine the sense of touch. Picture an animal you like, maybe a friendly dog, cat, or rabbit, something with very soft fur, and imagine touching it. Feels soft, doesn't it? Let's see. Now I want you to imagine how it would feel if you were able to fly. Imagine moving through the air and feeling movement as you glide, turning up and down and flying through the sky. This brief journey through senses has allowed you to experience sensory relaxation. Now it's time for you to return to the present, to get back in touch with your environment. So imagine a staircase once again. You are at the bottom, and at the top is a state of alertness and awareness. When you reach the top, you will be fully awake. So return to your day and enjoy your week. See you guys on Monday.
I'ma let them know through the stereo. Yo, here we go through the stereo.